Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Let me begin by saying I know there are millions of Americans in this country who feel disappointed and discouraged or even a little bit angry about the court's decision today on student debt. And I must admit I do too.
I'm disappointed and angry too. I'm mad as Biden and I'm not going to take it anymore. So, yeah, the president gives this, 12-minute kind of presentation on Friday after the ruling in the Supreme Court about his student loan forgiveness program being not justified under the HEROES Act that was passed post 9/11. And, you know, he says, you're angry, I'm angry. You're disappointed, I'm disappointed. We're all in this together. We're upset, so we're going to do some other things. Here are some of the other things that he's going to try to do.
Back then, we set a limit. Student borrowers would pay no more than 10% of their disposable income to pay back their debt in any one time. My administration is going to reduce that to 5%. It's now the most generous repayment program ever.
Yeah, so whatever your disposable income, which is kind of interesting because what I always thought the traditional definition of disposable income was is like after taxes, basically, after the straight-up obligations that you don't have any control over. His definition appears to be disposable is after you pay for things like food and shelter, basic necessities. So it's going to be much lower than your annual income.
No one with an undergraduate loan today or in the future, whether from a community college or a four-year college, will have to pay more than 5% of disposable income to repay their loan. And that's income after you pay for the necessities like housing, food, and the like.
So you take your income, you take out taxes, you take out, you know, FICA, Social Security, whatever, and then you take out the cost of housing, you take out the cost of food, he says. Okay, I don't know if transportation is going to be defined as him. I tried to look this up the other day to see what the actual rule was going to be, and they're just initial proposals yet. We don't know. But at some point, you're going to get down to a pretty small slice of your original income. And if you don't make a lot of money, especially if you have a family, which is common enough for people who have student debt, right? It's a really small amount of money that would technically qualify as your disposable income. And of that, only 5% is the maximum that you could be paying to pay off your student debt. And when you start to like run that number based on what he says, I think you're only talking about 80, 85 bucks a month, maximum average.
Typical borrower is going to save about $1,000 a year. And if you keep up payments for 20 years without missing them, your total debt is forgiven after 20 years. That's what the program was before, but we've just reduced it to 5%.
I mean, just no matter what your student loan debt is, he says $1,000 a year is going to be the average amount that you're going to maximum that you're going to save under the write down from 10% to 5% of your maximum payment. Divide by 12 is like 85 bucks a month. That's it. That's the crisis? I mean, seriously, that's the crisis, the crushing student debt is $85 a month difference between what it was and what it would be under this proposal. It's just not that much money. But, you know, again, the Biden administration is looking for another way to do this. So then it started to get, I don't know, personal is maybe not the right way, but you'll see in the tone shift here.
16 million people had already been approved. The money was literally about to go out the door. And then Republican elected officials and special interests stepped in. They said, no, no. Literally snatching from the hands of millions of Americans thousands of dollars in student debt relief that was about to change their lives.
Really? Wow. This is, look, you could view this as a policy or you could view this as an early campaign ad, right? Like, they snatched it out of your hands, literally. Well, I think you mean figuratively because the checks hadn't even gone out the door. But okay, fine. They're snatching the money out of, well, it's really baby's hands, right? I mean, it's like taking candy, right? It's like stealing their food. It's just amazing. Snatching it out of people's hands. Well, sir, if you hadn't overpromised something that you weren't legally justified in promising, maybe people wouldn't have formed that expectation. And then they wouldn't be subject to somebody coming along like an adult and saying, have the authority to spend $400 billion this way. Maybe you shouldn't have promised it in the first. Republicans are snatching it out of their hands. Oh my goodness.
You know, these Republican officials just couldn't bear the thought of providing relief for working class, middle class Americans.
Oh, good Lord. It's nothing like full-blown class warfare, sir. Way to go. You're the best. That's all it is. You know, Republicans don't care about these poor people. I try really hard. I was just telling this to my wife yesterday, and we were driving to Blackwater to go rafting or, tubing with Cat Country yesterday. I was telling her, like, you know, I try my best to be charitable, to be generous, to be fair, to be Christian, you know, towards a president that my Bible says I'm supposed to pray for. And then he pulls crap like this, and I just, it's very, very frustrating, really, to hear the disingenuous arguments, the ridiculous grandstanding kind of statements like that, and to hear the subsequent things that were said about how this compares with other programs like PPP. I mean, I shouldn't be amazed, but I still am. I still hope that people are going to be, you know, reasonable, fair, whatever. And, you know, when I see stuff like this, it drives me crazy. 6:16 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. In case you didn't hear, the Supreme Court on Friday ruled that the loan forgiveness program is not legal. And yet the Biden administration, as you know, is going to be pushing forward, as we just explained, with a different version of the same program that they think is justified under the HEROES Act. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Mobile Highway, Pine Forest, and Blue Angel not showing any accidents. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, fantastic resource. Like, the kind of person who you just like to have this kind of an expert on your side is so comforting. Like, I think back to when we first bought our house and how much it would have benefited me and my wife to have somebody who just could look at the home and be like, you know, it's worth more, it's worth less. This is what you want to look out for. Here's what we think we can get. This is where they'll haggle. This is where they won't. Like, all that kind of stuff, just to handle it all. And especially if you're a first-time buyer or you're thinking about being a first-time buyer, that's who you want in your corner. Now, if you're selling, same thing. You know, to know this is what we should change, this is what we should not change, this is the price we can get. You're asking for too much. That's not going to sell at that price. She will know and be able to solve all of that stuff for you. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, a fantastic resource buying or selling a home. 723-9158.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton sends the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring, located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milltown Duck Race is Tuesday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpyrates.com. Celebrate America Tuesday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola July 4th fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:20 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy July 3rd, or Independence Day Eve. I don't know. Do you prefer to call it that?
Sure, yeah.
All kinds of fireworks going on all over the area tomorrow night. Of course, the big
just
show.
Just not from you, because you're not allowed to set them off, right? In Escambia County?
Well, I mean, that's what the law says.
Right.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. I mentioned this last, we'll probably mention it some more tomorrow, but P&J had a really good article on how it's still illegal in Escambia County. And I was like, come on, that's not true. I remember last year we talked about how it's legal now. No, sure enough, Escambia County has an ordinance that still says it. And when they said you can fire fireworks off 3 days a year in the state, when they did that, they allowed existing ordinances against it to stand. So the city of Pensacola still has an ordinance against it. And also the county of Escambia. And Santa Rosa also in county parks, by the way. So not in county parks either. Yeah. Now, is it enforced? Well, I mean, you know, you know how this goes, right? But it is the law, if you want to know what the law is. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, mass shootings are being investigated in both Maryland and Kansas today. In Maryland, two people were killed, 28 were wounded when a suspect opened fire at a block party in South Baltimore. And in Wichita, Kansas, there was a nightclub shooting that left several people injured early on Sunday morning. Well, they did arrest a suspect in that case. We heard from Pete Buttigieg a little bit ago, and he said that flights were all doing well over the holidays. But I am seeing a report that there were some issues apparently on Sunday with about 600 flights being canceled. There's far fewer today with about 100 cancellations. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen planning to visit China this week. The Treasury Department made that announcement on Sunday, saying Yellen's expected to discuss a number of financial issues with Chinese officials, part of the Biden administration's efforts to improve relations.
All right. Very interesting, David. Hey, hang on for just a second, by the way. I'm going to ask you a question. We're going to see how you and Candy do on this quick test. You guys ready?
Great. All right. Here we go.
I'm going to play a sound, and I want to see if you guys can identify the sound. Okay? You ready?
Okay.
Here's the sound. All right. David, you look brow furrowed. You got a guess? Any guess? Anything?
It kind of sounds like maybe like a jackhammer tearing up some cement, maybe?
All right. All right. Candy, you got a guess here?
Horses trampling over your constitutional rights. While being thrown rocks
That's delayed resentment voiced on the air. Okay, so no,
for a lot of stuff.
It's the
6-3.
It's the sound of luggage carts, like suitcases with wheels, being pulled up across cobblestones.
I was way off.
Yeah, no, you weren't even close.
Yeah,
Candy was a little closer with trampling the Constitution. But
closer.
The sounds of trampling the Constitution. No, here's the why I play this. You ever been in an airport and it's that click click? Clink, clink,
oh, yeah,
clink,
sure, clink, sure. Clink.
Or you're on a sidewalk somewhere that's not the most smooth.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I went looking for better version of the sound effect yesterday and didn't have any. Here's why I bring this up. There's actually a town that is going to ban people from having rolling luggage carts on their cobblestones. It's a European town.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's just
that's
kind of
interesting.
It's a weird little, like, oh, because people are complaining too much about the noise. You can go back to work, and David, I was just, you know, I know you've got a lot of news to get on. I didn't really officially mean to not to dismiss you, but there you go. Feel free. So anyway, this town in Croatia, the city of Dubrovnik, you probably heard Dubrovnik, residents have been complaining about noise pollution when tourists drag their suitcases around the famed stone-paved and cobbled streets, complaining that the noise keeps them up at night. And because of this, Mayor Mato Frankovic has introduced new rules that have tourists banned from dragging wheeled suitcases around the winding roads in Dubrovnik's old town. Visitors who do not choose to carry their bags face a fine of, you want to take a guess? What's the cost if you make the nasty
100
wheel
euros?
Noise? $288.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, which
for dragging a thing?
Yeah, which would be probably, like, I think maybe 230 or 40 euros. I think that's roughly the conversion rate. We used to be almost 2-1, then it was 1.7. I think we're just a little over 1 right now. Anyway, the long-term plan is to completely prohibit tourists from carrying suitcases in Dubrovnik at all, and instead they want to set up a system where travelers deposit their bags outside the city, and then they get delivered for them to their...
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And there would be no theft at all under those circumstances, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So anyway, just I thought that was funny. But, you know, you think about, like, the kind of noises that don't bother so much, but then when it's all the time, you can see how it would drive people crazy.
Absolutely.
I was reading a really interesting article the other day about how pickleball is the new noise pollution. Because that
Oh, sure. You know, when it's one out of nowhere.
Right. When you live next to a tennis court, how loud is tennis? Except for the grunting, not that loud. Right?
Yeah. Right. What are they filming outside?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Is right. that Monica Seles locally? Anyway, so, but pickleball is, you know, it's kind of a piercing sort of noise. And so when you have multiple people playing pickleball in the formerly relatively quiet or underutilized tennis courts, all of a sudden residents are complaining. It's like the new noise pollution thing that people are complaining about. So I thought it was kind of all into that same category of the weird sounds that aggravate people. And, you know, they might try to legislate out of existence. 625 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I thought we got that rain Saturday night, and there was all those frogs that, like, kind of came out of nowhere. And it was like, hey. Oh, there's a woman coming, you know, and there was like millions of them. It sounded like. It's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get that job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for no hassle estimate. Taking a look in Milton, Berry Hill, Dogwood, Hamilton, all clear. Checking in without delays, no problems anywhere right now. As David said earlier, holiday light. 437-1620. If you have those traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you if you're trying to deal with pests, you know, we're talking about frogs, but if you're trying to deal with cockroaches, ants, mosquitoes, termites, you know, or, you know, snakes, rats, any of that kind of stuff, insect, they will take care of you. In fact, they're going to come out and identify the most common household pests, like the ones I mentioned, and guarantee the results. They show up, they'll look at what they see, they'll recommend a course of action, and if you go ahead and hire them, they'll send you the results with what they did and how it turned out, and, you know, they stand by the results. I mean, you get a report, and you can, you know, use it how you want, but the whole idea is they have various kinds of programs, including a fire ant program, one treatment for a whole year of fire ant protection. Because it bonds with the soil and will take care of them for an entire year. For a limited time, you got $25 off the new annual fire ant contract. Mosquitoes, they actually identify which species of mosquito is creating your problems, and then they'll customize monthly service visits to effectively reduce the mosquito population in your yard. For a limited time, NSEC new customers get $50 off any new annual pest control contract. And there are some restrictions, so be sure you read the contract. Estimates are always free, so, you know, get a sense of what it would cost to fix the problem that you've been struggling to fix all this time at NSEC. Also, NSEC is now hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City. Good pay, benefits, 401k, health insurance, a career with advancement opportunities, and, you know, opportunity for growth. Apply at workwithNSEC. That's ENSEC.com. 628 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm going to tell you a story about some fake news. Fox News had an article that came out the other day, and I thought, I think this story cannot possibly be true. Headline, Michigan House passes a bill that could make using wrong pronouns a felony, fines up to $10,000 or 5 years in jail. And it's HB 4474. It didn't pass the Senate yet, and it hasn't been signed by the governor. But it's a hate crimes statute, okay? And under the new bill, offenders are guilty of a felony punishable by imprisonment for not more than 5 years or a fine not more than $10,000. And it could, they say in the article, make it a felony to intimidate somebody by intentionally using the wrong gender pronouns, according to some legal experts. Yeah, I'm sorry. I read the bill because, my first thought was, you've got to be kidding me. You know, like this, no way. Outrage. They clickbaited me into it. So 59-50, it was passed by the Democrats. And it feeds into that narrative. You believe that this is the kind of thing that could happen. Like speech codes could come that you could get. Because my first thought was, we do still have a First Amendment, though, right? That was my first thought, is this is going to be immediately struck down. Well, when you read the actual bill, it's a hate crimes statute. And it says a person is guilty of hate crimes if that person maliciously and intentionally does any of the following things: intimidate another individual. And then it goes on later, on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, physical or mental disability, age, ethnicity, national origin, or affiliation with the group. And then at the very bottom, it defines intimidation. Intimidation means a willful course of conduct involving repeated or continuing harassment of another individual that would cause a reasonable individual to feel terrorized, frightened, or threatened. And that actually causes the victim to feel terrorized, frightened, or threatened. Intimidate does not include constitutionally protected activity or conduct that serves a legitimate purpose. The bill doesn't say that using the wrong pronouns is going to be a crime. It doesn't even imply that. there's no reasonable person that would say people feel terrorized, frightened, or threatened by speech like that. And there is a line at the end of the bill that specifically says constitutionally protected activity is not included in this bill. So no, the headline and the story are very misleading. And by the way, most of the language in the bill already exists, and the changes to the bill that are updated don't really matter that much to create this kind of an uproar.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. At least two people are dead in a mass shooting early Sunday in Baltimore.
We must come together as Baltimore and wrap our arms around this Brooklyn community and each other. But again, as I said earlier, we have to be better for ourselves.
It's Mayor Brandon Scott calling on anyone with information to come forward. After last week's travel headache for passengers, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was on CBS's Face the Nation saying stormy weather was the main culprit.
They really shot up at the first part of the week, largely because of severe weather hitting some of our key hubs.
He says there has been improvement. Earlier in the week, some 8,000 flights were canceled, hundreds of passengers forced to sleep at area airports. 81 flights are canceled in the U.S. so far today, according to FlightAware. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 80 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Looks like a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Escambia Fire Rescue wants people to make sure they have a working smoke detector anywhere they're staying. That includes RVs and trailers, as well as houses. This comes after deadly fires at a home and an RV in our area this weekend.
I don't know exactly if this fire could be avoided, but, you know, in my 30-plus year career, I have yet to be to a fatality. I've been to over 50 civilian fire fatalities in my career personally. I've yet to be to one that had an operational smoke detector. All of them, all 50, over 50 of them, where there was no sign of an operational active smoke detector.
That's Escambia Fire Rescue Chief Kurt Isaacson. He says smoke detectors are for any building you plan to sleep in. Over the weekend, one man died in a house fire on North 8th Avenue in Pensacola. Another died in a fire at an RV at Dubison Park on West Jackson. Both of those fires remain under investigation. The recent heat wave that's been scorching the area has caused a few heat-related issues at the beach. Lifeguards say if you're planning on heading that way in the next few days, you need to make sure that you're hydrated and have access to shade as well.
Everybody has its limits, so don't just think, oh, you know what, it's one day of the year, one weekend of the year, I'm just going to push myself, carry all the stuff down the beach, be out in the sun all day, and think you're just going to power through it. Your body might not let you power through it.
That's Lifeguard Supervisor Alex Johnson. He also warns that alcohol will not hydrate your body. He says you need to have plenty of water on hand when you go to the beach as well. 7-year-old boy taken to the hospital yesterday after being hit by a car on Via de Luna Drive near Park East. FHP says the boy ran into the roadway. The driver tried to swerve to avoid hitting him, but the boy still hit the side of the vehicle. Troopers say the boy was alert and conscious, only had minor injuries, but FHP says the boy's parents were walking with him when he suddenly dashed into the road and was hit. A longtime deputy in nearby Mobile County, Alabama, has died after a vehicle crash on his way to work. That happened on early yesterday morning. 64-year-old Leo McCall died after his vehicle left the road, hit a ditch, and rolled. When troopers arrived at the scene, they say McCall had already passed away. He was on his way to work when that accident happened. He'd been a deputy in Mobile County since 1982. There's a brand new hotel. It's opened up on Pensacola Beach. The Fairfield Inn and Suites is now open at the former Best Western Beachside Resort. The location had been closed since the Best Western was damaged in Hurricane Sally 3 years ago. 95% of the rooms at the hotel had been damaged, so they basically had to rebuild the whole thing from scratch. The new hotel now has been built with hurricane protection in mind. They say the windows at the new building now can withstand Cat 5 winds. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Hey, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. We just, like, even peeked out the window. It's a little, I would say there's half the traffic that there usually is, maybe, and that's an estimate. But be careful still. Highway 90 clear from Milton into Pea Ridge into Pace. Take a look on the west side. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free this morning. Traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Increasing rain chances and slightly cooler temperatures as we go through the holiday work week. Highs only into the lower 90s today and heat index values only up to about 100 degrees. We'll take the little victories there. Still going to be hot, but not quite as hot. Rain chance today during the afternoon sits at 30%. 4th of July has a slightly higher chance of rain during the afternoon at 40 to 50%. But right now, encouraging signs by the evening on Tuesday, we should be dry. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joseph. 80 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. In various states and cities across the country, minimum wage workers are starting a new work week with better pay. That's thanks to a raft of wage increases that went into effect on July 1st. In Oregon, the hourly minimum rate climbed nearly $1 to $14.20. In Chicago, it climbed to $15. And in the celebrity-studded city of West Hollywood, the new minimum wage is $19 an hour, the highest of any U.S. city. The economic story at home has largely been resilience as the U.S. stock market climbs and inflation falls despite higher interest rates and fears of a downturn. But the picture is not quite as rosy in Europe, where inflation rates remained elevated. And today, a new report shows the European Manufacturing Index hitting its lowest monthly level since May 2020 as demand for goods continues to weaken. On Wall Street, futures are mixed at the start of a holiday-shortened week. The stock market closes at 1 p.m. Eastern time today. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, bulk waste service will be called for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
It's the 2023 Blue Angels Air Show at the beach, and you can hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio and tune in starting at 11 to hear the narration from the News Radio team, plus insights from former Blue Angels boss, Captain Greg McWhorter. This Blue Angels broadcast is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, Cannell & Company Realty, Doug's Auto Supply, and Pro Health. Be sure to bring your radio to the beach to hear the Blue Angels on
News Radio 92.3. Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Soundtrack. Bad movie, nice. Great soundtrack.
There you go, that's right. 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, live yeah, we're here. You know, July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th, July 6th. Woo-hoo! I mean, that's how we do all the time. Every day except Christmas, we're live.
Thanks, Dave Amer.
Yeah, that's
well, just kidding. Actually, thank you, Dave Amer.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you very, very much.
And look, like so many other things we do, you couldn't really do best ofs this show because it'd be like today's
sure
news
could.
Tomorrow. Well, yeah, but I mean, you.
I hear you.
You know,
yes, it's not with news, yeah.
The times and the traffic, and the, you know, it would be so dramatically different.
Should other stations, but who am I?
There you go. Very interesting story. I came across this. Gosh, this has been a little bit now. There's a lot of, you don't know because you don't see this side of the thing, but as a lot of stories that I come across, I'm like, oh, that's really interesting, and then I don't get to it. And then I put it on my reruns or my leftovers section of my 80 pages of show prep, not exaggerating. Am I exaggerating, Candy? No, that's right, right? About 80?
No, believe me, that is a very kind estimate.
I think today
yeah,
it's 100.
That's light.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, and then it's like, you know, I don't get to it on Tuesday, and then it gets pushed to Wednesday and then to Thursday. And then somehow or other, it's still lingering around a month from now, and I'm like, I got to talk about that. It's still interesting. Okay, that's what this story is to me. Jamila. Okay, the you know, she hosts it's like the Would You Rather. It's the Degrees of Pain show. I can't remember the name of it. It's this fairly popular show, but she was also in like The Good Place, you know. She was
the Tahini.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right. Tahini.
Right.
That's exactly right. So she's a very popular influencer-y type or whatever. I would describe her as very liberal, you know, just from my perspective. But she put an Instagram post out that got her a lot of criticism. Okay, I don't want to talk about this for a second. She says, just asking, would it not be better? This has to do with the Oscars and the categories for, you know, best male, best female director, for example, or actor, actress, right, that kind of thing. And then the question of where to put transgender, which is, you know, we're asking this question about all kinds of things, right? Anyway, she says, just asking, would it not be better to give non-binary people their own category rather than open the door for Hollywood to completely shut out women, given the known disproportionate amount of men versus women winning at award shows. If we now have enough non-binary talent to restructure entire award shows, which I think is great, then why should we add rather than run the accidental risk of erasing? No. I say this as an audience member because I'm not going to be nominated for an Oscar anyway, obviously, LOL. I have no horse in this race. So that's the first one. You know, immediately you can understand why some people, the very radical, active, gender anarchist kind of, you know, folks, how dare you? You know, you're anti-trans, you're evil, horrible, terrible person because they'll turn on you on a dime. But she goes on to say in the post, and by the way, it's kind of funny, the very top of the post, like it says, please read all slides. You know, so like before you react, she says, it's a shame that this disparity exists in the first place between men and women, she means. But it does exist. It's blatant and it makes the news every year within award shows. I've learned during my 18 years working within activism that while some backlash is inevitable and indeed helpful, some of it only muddies the waters and slows down progress. I feel as though we'll see a growing ire from women who get shut out of award opportunities, again, because trans women are taking the roles, are taking the awards. Again, not me. I'm frankly not talented enough to care about this from that place. Because we have created only one spot for a winner amongst tens of thousands of actors in a world that favors men already. I don't think it'll help women or non-binary people to minimize the amount of possible winners. We should look to expand the possibilities so that both GNC, I don't know what that stands for, people and women have a fair shot in an industry that has for a long time struggled to treat others equal to men. And then her final slide, and I'm giving this because you always want to know the context, right? I always want to know the history before you start to comment. I was terrified of even writing something as benign as this, as in just asking the question. In this current climate of social politics, but it appears a lot of you agree. Thank you for taking my best intention to heart and for giving me the benefit of the doubt. I want everyone to win. To build the world we want, we have to work incrementally with the world we actually have first. If we leapfrog processes with utopian ideals that ignore current proven systems, we will collapse everything we're working towards. What is she talking about? Well, it has to do with the way Oscars are categorizing, right? And one of the things within the Oscars now is that it's not just that trans will be able to compete, okay? That was an issue. But also because the Oscars itself has come out with this whole new set of standards for next year that you have to meet for diversity purposes in order to even be eligible for Best Picture. Beginning next year, film producers and directors are going to be required to submit to the Academy a dossier of the sort that proves that you have race, gender, sexual orientation, and disability status of enough of your cast and crew members to qualify as the minimum threshold for diversity in film before you can win an award. So it's not going to be the best picture anymore. It's going to be the best picture made by what we deem to be the appropriate mixture of left-handed, red-haired, you know, divorced. I mean, these are not the actual categories, but you get the silliness is of all, if you put all of that in and said, you know, it's got to have, you got to have so many Muslims, you got to have so many black people, you got to have so many gays, you got to, you know, like that's how you're starting to count this stuff. So it really is no longer just the best picture. It's the best picture that has this certain demographic makeup that we're looking for. I find that amazing. I don't think I'm surprised because, of course, the Oscars and Hollywood. And I, by the way, I agree that it's been a very male-dominated industry over the years. But is this the way you fix that? I mean, you want the best product, right? You want, in fact, they are investors. You know, the people who make movies are investors. They put the money in order to make the money. And now you're saying, okay, we want the most profitable product made by the right kind of people, as opposed to just the most profitable product. So it's a, I mean, it's a fascinating world. It's, it, by the way, these standards are getting a lot of criticism too. But back to the Jamila Jamil story is, you know, she got lit up over even asking this question about trans people in the women's categories. And she said, you know, people are getting, telling her, this is why I don't engage in social justice anymore. We can't ask questions in good faith. If you say anything that's out of lockstep, you get completely blown up on social media. That, you know, even if you're a little bit out of line with what you're supposed to say, which, again, to me is, I think, common sense when you see how things get taken and the idea of tolerance for different viewpoints, tolerance for dissent, tolerance even for asking an honest question. Hey, can we have a conversation about this? Because the, generally speaking, the kind of woke mindset is very hostile to those things. It is a very controlling, censorious, oppressive, authoritarian kind of system where you're not supposed to ask those kinds of questions. You're just supposed to realize what is the cutting edge of the next thing that I'm supposed to be concerned about and not speak inappropriately about. And then as long as I hew to that standard, I'm okay. 6:47 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy has traffic on the fives.
And this report brought to you by Irish Spring. You can fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today.
I know.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I cannot whistle.
Is that Irish Spring or is that Old Spice? That's Irish Spring, isn't it?
I don't know.
Now all of a sudden I've done it and I'm not sure which it is.
Well, you know what? They're both great products, and you should buy everything you hear advertised between 5 and 9 weekdays on WNRP. Davis Highway clear from I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. And Fairfield not showing any problems either. Of course, all clear from 12th to Palafox and W Street. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I will say this. When you start talking about Irish Spring, mm-hmm. I'm immediately picturing the ads, and I'm immediately wanting to go buy a nice, thick, white sheep's wool sweater.
Sweater with a big turtleneck. Yeah. Right. Watch the Irish Rovers. Absolutely.
That was like when we went to Scotland, and it wasn't an Irish one, but they went to Scotland when I was in high school with the family, and I bought one of those. You know?
Yeah, yeah,
it was
sure.
Like my favorite possession. And then one day I was getting ready to put it on, and I'm like, eh, I don't think so anymore.
They're heavy.
6:48 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're a business and you've got employees and you're super happy with the way things are going for your employee benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, handling, all of that stuff, then great. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep using whoever you use. That's fine. If any of that stuff gives you the heebie-jeebies because you're like, Andrew, it's not good. I don't like it. I don't want to deal with it. I'm the one handling it. And I don't want to handle it anymore. Torgerson Causey, just give him a call. Just give him a call and say, yeah, I'm probably not going to hire you, but Andrew says you're awesome. Come tell me what you're doing. You know, that's fine, okay? Because we started using them about 5 or 6 years ago here at Cat Country and News Radio, and they've been great. I mean, for just like the bare introduction we had to them was instead of having here's your health plan, in or out, it was here are your three plans, which one or out? Oh, well, that kind of like that. I can choose the level of risk that is appropriate to, you know, my values. And it, kind of across the board, that's been their way of doing things, including great at answering questions, outstanding with the information. They're just, they're detail-y type people, and that's my wife's favorite kind of people. So they've been wonderful to work with. Locally owned and operated, celebrating more than 20 years in business. Give them a call for a no-obligation review, 433-9996, for Torgerson Causey, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
It's time to get your head in the cloud with Pensacola Air Flight School. Come fly an airplane or let them teach you to fly from your first flight to the airline captain. Pensacola Air offers affordable flight training for pilots by pilots. For a limited time only, we're offering a discounted discovery flight over the beautiful Emerald Coast for only $139.99. Pensacola Air Flight School. Book online at kpnsair.com or call 850-316-8825.
Hi, this is Pete Morgan of Service Matters Realty and Property Management. I am a 1981 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and I served 25 years in the U.S. Navy. As an aviator, I know what it takes to achieve the excellence that is required to fly with the Blue Angels. As a helicopter pilot, I flew support missions for Blue Angels air shows. The ethos of the Blue Angels and Service Matters Realty and Property Management are the same. Honor, courage, commitment. If you're looking to buy or sell or need property management, talk to us. ServiceMattersRE.com.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
Kind of working in a gas station.
I can't drive 55.
National average for a gallon of gas, 535. Florida average is 327. Mississippi is 295. And California is 484. And Navarre, it's 311 east and west of the Walmarts. Wait a minute. Hold the presses. 309 down the road at the Marathon. If you're going west, it's never. Those are always the two best prices, but there you go. But towards the Gulf Breeze Zoo. 305 at the Murphy at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. 327 in proper. And Milton, 302. At the CEFCO, 302 at the, these prices are actually, I mean, they're not good. They're still above $3, but they're better. 302 at the Murphy across from the Walmart in Pea Ridge. And then 309, that's 6 cents down from Friday, a couple stations in Pace. On 9 Mile, higher. That's weird. I mean, I'm just sorry. Santa Rosa is never cheaper than North Pensacola, but okay, fine. 307 at the Walmart on 9 Mile, same at the Murphy, coming in on US 29 from the Walmart there. And then coming in from the southwest side, 309 at the Murphy on Navy. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. Our listeners are the best. You all are simply the best. We had so many texts in. Don't Tina Turner me. We had so many texts in saying, no, that was definitely Old Spice, Andrew. that's fantastic.
That's my bad.
No. But then somebody sent me the YouTube. Some people are producing for me now. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Somebody sent me the YouTube link for the Irish Spring commercial. Ooh.
Fresh and clean as a whistle. That's Irish Spring. Fresh and clean as a whistle.
Probably get arrested for stalking these days. But you know, that's great. I love
that.
So there's the other whistle.
Thank you for texting that in. That clean as a whistle.
Oh man, somebody's always trying to steal me Irish Spring. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Police in two states investigating weekend mass shootings. In Maryland, two people were killed and 28 wounded when a multiple gunman opened fire at a block party. And in Wichita, Kansas, they're still investigating a nightclub shooting that left several people injured. It's going to cost more to mail a letter. The Postal Service raising the price of a stamp from 63 to 66 cents. That goes into effect on July 9th. And a Seattle man that was convicted of stalking Democratic Representative Pramila J. Paul is going to spend just under a year in jail. A judge sentenced Brett Forsell to 1 year in a county jail last week. He pleaded down to misdemeanor stalking. Initially, he was charged with a felony. Police arrested Forsell after he was found outside of J. Paul's Seattle home with a semi-automatic pistol.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Now people are telling me Lucky Charms. I know, that was the joke. So it's all right. 555 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, ad slogans. Candy's got traffic on the fives. My whole life behind me.
Are you loving it?
Oh,
nothing.
Nice.
I'm just going to bring everything in, food-related and
stuff. The Golden Arcs, not the Golden Arches. McDowell's.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Which is in Queens, by the way. It's a McDonald's. Highway 29 accident free from the Atmore cutoff in Molina through Cantonment. 9 mile accident free too. Not showing any delays in the city. Either we do see one accident. This is Beverly and Chimes Way, but not showing a roadblock this morning. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in if you would. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's your 30-second slice of what Candy and Andrew's conversations are just like randomly off the air whenever we're hanging out.
This is absolutely
all
true.
The movie quotes, all of the insider
we need to
lingo.
We have like a weird breakfast at the end of every month somewhere,
I know.
You know, like right at like 9:30 sharp somewhere.
Oh my goodness. 437-1620.
We can all do it.
That's right. 437-1620. What else do we? Oh, minor notes, but still, I think, kind of interesting. This is a story. Governor DeSantis, he's still vetoing bills, right, and still passing, and signing bills. So that's kind of ongoing all the time. One of the bills that he vetoed had to do with consumer loan rights, and I know it didn't make much news, but it's a bill that I think is very interesting because it has to do with like short-term loans, payday loans. They're a real tricky part of the sort of economic landscape because on the one hand they're predatory, right? The annual percentage rate for some of these loans, I mean, it can be crazy. It can be, 50, 100, 200% if you did it. And because, they're only good for you to take out a 2 week loan or a 1 week loan or whatever. And so it starts to look ridiculously usurious, predatory. Okay. Usurious. But the alternative is if you limit the percentage rate of these short term loans, then you make it not feasible or viable for the people who issue them. They can't make enough money off the loans to make it worth their while to give them. And then loan sharks become the alternative, okay? Because people need short-term loans. They want short-term loans, but they can't find them anyway. So it's always this challenge of wanting the law not to allow predatory lending practices, but also recognizing the need for people with bad credit, with low incomes, who are continuously kind of at the margins of the economic landscape. What do you do to give them the availability of money and make it worthwhile? Well, anyway, in Florida, companies can charge 30% annual interest on the first $3,000, 24% for the next 1,000, up to 4,000, and then 18% anywhere between 4,000 and 25,000. And there was a bill that would have raised across the board the maximum to 36%, anything up to 25,000, and he vetoed it. And I agree with that because I generally hate payday loans. I generally hate the short-term lenders. I think they are predatory, even though I understand, the challenges that people who don't have good credit and can't qualify for better loans have. So I appreciate this. He made it so that there are limits on the amount of interest that can be charged on these middle-level loan values. It's 18% instead of 30. I mean, 18 is still a lot, but there's a reason, like credit card rates, basically, at that interest rate. So this is kind of a small story, but I thought it was an interesting one that the governor vetoed that bill. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, time for
Future News.
Future News. Will the Biden administration succeed with its end run around the Supreme Court on things like reducing the maximum amount of payments to 5% of your disposable income, 20 years unforgiven.
Yeah,
it's not a forgiveness of the same sort, but it winds up sort of having similar effects in the long run.
I guess, yes, I think they will.
Yeah,
I see both
yeah,
sides.
I think probably because that seems much more, somebody's going to come and have to sue and prove that that's outside of the scope of the law when the kinds of things that he's proposing doing do look a little bit more like the law. I don't think they're still within it, but it does look a little bit more like that. Well, Governor DeSantis distanced himself from this ad that wasn't, I guess, made by them, but it was retweeted by DeSantis War Room.
Oh, my goodness.
The anti-gay ad.
Yes. I don't know.
I think he will. Yeah.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade, weekdays 11 to 1, is News Radio 92.3.